Fossils are amazing tools for understanding how ecosystems have changed over time. For instance, the fossil forest in the nearby Danville mine provides a picture of what forests looked like about 300 million years ago. By comparing the fossil forest to today's forests, we can learn a lot about what has changed. I am interested in how mammals have changed over time. Mammals underwent a major shift around the same time the global climate was changing, approximately 55 million years ago. I study how mammals and ecosystems change from small rodent-like mammals that lived during the time of the dinosaurs, over 65 million years ago, to the variety of mammals we see today. Since this is a large amount of time to cover, I focus on the turnover, or the replacement of those small ancient mammals, which looked like today's rodents, with the ancestors to today's mammals, referred to as modern mammals, such as the ancestors of horses, primates, giraffes, and lions. This replacement took place for approximately 65 to 40 million years ago. The transition in time is referred to as the transition from the Paleocene to the Eocene, which are the names we use to refer to the time periods that the transition takes place in. The ancient mammals which lived in the warmer climates of the Paleocene went extinct, and the modern mammals took over the cooling earth of the Eocene. I am interested in understanding how ecosystems changed during this transition. Was there a change in the abundance of a certain diet plan, such as herbivore, carnivore, and omnivore diet plans? In order to see if there was a change and how this might have altered the ecosystems the organisms lived in, I need to look at the fossil record. Fossil teeth provide excellent insight into the diets of these ancient animals, as the teeth reflect what the animal was eating. There are several different ways to study the teeth. The height of the cusps of the teeth show whether the animal was grinding or chomping. Herbivores would grind the plant material, and carnivores would chomp their prey. How smooth the tooth is can also tell us a lot. If the surface of the tooth is very uneven, it is likely it was an herbivore. We can also look at the scratches and pits on the teeth. Long scratches indicate softer food, and pits are characteristic of harder food. Even the shape of the tooth can be used. If it's pointed like our canines, it was a carnivore tooth. And if it's flat like our molars, it was an herbivore tooth. Fossil teeth tell the story of what mammals were eating millions of years ago. Comparing these diets from the warm Paleocene to the cool Eocene informs us of how ecosystems can change during a turnover event. The turnover between ancient mammals and modern mammals is evidence for how a switch in climate drastically impacted the makeup of mammalian ecosystems. Knowing how ecosystems reacted to climate change in the past offers us clues about potential effects of climate change today. The proof is with science. The truth is with science. Science is real.